Barry in New York has a question about heating. What can we do for you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
I listen to you quite often on the weekends, but this is a first-time caller. I have a home here in Brooklyn. I've been here 36 years.
Okay.
We have the original gas hot water heating unit. I have baseboard heating.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot went out, and I called. Can I say the names? Or
let me guess, Keyspan.
Keyspan?
Is that who you called in?
I have the service contract. They
yeah.
came. There was some moisture on the floor, not puddles. And they said what's happening is as the flame goes on, whatever it goes off, it's actually putting out the pilot. Agreed. No argument. So after 36 years, I really can't complain too much. I need a new unit.
Okay. Yeah, that water heater did quite well for you, by the way, at 36 years old.
Oh, yes. The unit was a hydrotherm, 125,000 BTU, to give you an idea.
Okay, you're talking about a boiler, not a water heater now.
Right, to heat the home.
Okay,
I have
go
a
ahead.
Three-zone heating.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I called them. They gave me a price. I also went to Sears, because I know they do that with Carrier and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
They gave me a price.
Right.
One price, if I may say it, was about $9,000. One price was $6,000. And then Sears told me, well, we have a unit that's more like $5,000. It's not quite as good. It's not the Cadillac, shall we say.
Yeah.
But you want
the
Cadillac.
Huh?
You want the Cadillac, though. I mean, the lifespan
right.
of a boiler is, what, 30 years?
30
years?
30 to 40
right.
years.
Then when I called my independent plumber just
right.
to see what he said, to come down and so on and all that, he said, well, we're talking about $4,000.
And that's the right price. I got to tell you that sometimes when you use the really big companies, there's a really big markup associated with it. And the labor is not necessarily any different. I bet you that each organization still has to use a licensed plumber to do the install.
Mm.
Oh, yes. They give me all the literature and everything.
Yeah.
And
If you have a good, I would always prefer to go with a good independent contractor than to go with either the utility company or, you know, one of the big retailers.
Right,
I would go with a good local independent guy, buy a boyler, have it installed, make sure you get a permit, make sure you get it inspected, and you will be good to go, hopefully, Barry, for another 35 years.
Okay, well, the inspection, it's in the basement and so on, you know. The inspection and all that stuff is done by them, isn't it, when I call them to install it?
No, get a permit and have your local plumbing inspector inspect the guy's work.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I see.
Okay?
Got to do it right.
Okay, and then after he says everything's okay, then I have myself a furnace.
You got it.
That's working. I thank you very much. You're always very informative. You've helped me a lot with my home, and I appreciate your help very much.
You're welcome, Barry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.